Hi, is this Dean?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Dean. It's Samantha. He's calling you from Penguin Book Writers. Remember me?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, well, not too happy.
I know. And I just heard that one of my favorite clients, they are facing some issues, so I thought I should call you up and ask about that. What's going on?
Let me tell you what I know.
And then you can just add on to that and let me know if I'm correct, if we are on the same page. And then we'll talk about the resolutions of that, okay? Sounds good?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the first thing that I got to know was that we did not start working on your manuscript yet. Apparently, the project manager was not aware, or I don't know what exactly she was doing, but anyhow, there was an issue and confusion about the manuscript. So that was one part. And the second part, which you're having a problem with, is the ISBN number. Copyrights is something that you already filed from your end. And right now you are in discussion with a representative. Her name is Janice Ford. And I can see the conversation there. So you go ahead and ask.
I think from the beginning, things were not given to me in full detail. I wasn't explained the different options that I had. Just poor coordination completely.
I see that the communication has been off from day one. I mean, there was no plan of action explained to you from the project management or the production side as well, nothing at all. And now you're going through this, so it's a disaster from my end, or from my opinion, from what I can see.
Okay, so how are we going to go ahead? What are you going to do to alleviate the problems and bring this to a conclusion?
Okay, first plan of action, this is what I actually put in motion so far before I could even speak to you, okay, because I could clearly see that there were some issues, so I didn't really need a verification or validation from your end to actually detect that. And as you know, I'm part of the compliance team now, so it's basically my job description to get this done and sorted, you know. So the first plan of action that I'm putting in motion is to change your project manager, because I cannot have anyone taking care of your project who has completely neglected the basic requirement of the project and they have no clue where the manuscript was. And today only they remembered that, oh yeah, we have to inquire about the manuscript. So that will not be tolerated. So I'm going to assign you to someone better and who is well-equipped to handle your project and expedite this, because this is a fault from our end, and I truly apologize for that. Second thing, in regards to the ISBN numbers, you had mentioned earlier that you will be taking care of that on your own. So you let me know whether you want to take care of that on your own, or what exactly do you want to do in regards to that?
Well, that's another point of contention, because I indicated that I would take care of it on my own, but because of miscommunication or no communication, I was not aware that I needed more than the single code. And now, out of the blue, they're coming up with that I also need the barcodes. And that was not explained to me. And that's very disturbing.
I understand, and I see that this has been an issue. Okay, so let me resolve this issue for you as well. How about, since this wasn't explained to you properly and there has been a miscommunication on the project from the beginning, due to which you had to go back and forth, how about I sort the ISBN issue for you? I can issue you a complimentary ISBN from our end free of cost, but and of course I will make sure that we bring the project back on track. Give me a month. If everything works out well and if everything goes well, then of course you need to also consider giving me a word that you will not go elsewhere for the marketing project. Is that a deal?
Yes.
Okay.
So now, let me get this straight. Now, do I need any more of the codes?
What codes?
Or are you going to provide?
Nothing at all, okay? I'm taking care of
that.
No discussion, no questions asked on that. I'll take care of that.
Very good.
I'll bring back the project on track. This is a goodwill gesture from my end because, of course, the mess that I'm seeing here. Yeah. So let me change the project manager, first of all. Secondly, I'm going to expedite the project. Thirdly, I'm giving you the ISBN number complimentary free of cost. Given the fact if after 1 month we are back on track, you will think about or at least consider placing the order for the marketing services. Is that a deal?
That is good. Yeah, that is good.
Perfect.
I agree with that.
Thank you so much for your time, Dean, and I truly apologize for this inconvenience. From now onwards, I'm going to keep a close eye on the project just in case if anything goes wrong. I want to give you my cell number as well if you can take it down. But I think you have my cell number.
I do. I do have your cell phone, and it's actually recorded now on my phone, so that's
okay. Perfect. You know where to reach me at. Don't talk to anyone. Don't say anything. Don't send any email. Just drop me a text message, and I'll resolve this for you, okay?
That sounds very good. I thank you for your work on that.
No worries at all, Dean. You actually placed the order when I was in the project management team, and I take good care of my customers, you know, whoever initiated the projects with me. All right?
Yes. Okay. Thank you again.
Thank you so much for your time. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.